Are you ready to order seed corn for this next year? Do you know what BT traits you need for your corn? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. BT events in corn protect corn plants from insect damage. However, it's important to know what BT traits are worth spending your money on when you're getting ready to order seed. Traited corn has been genetically modified to express 1 to 5 of the 9 BT proteins commercially available. The mode of action for BT traits depends on the proteins matching up with the receptors in the gut of the insect. This means that each type of protein will only affect a specific range of insect species. There is an easy-to-use BT trait table that helps you know which BT events protect against specific insects. This is a resource that I routinely use. It's called the Handy BT Trait Table and provides a list of trait names and details of trait packages to make it easier to understand the company seed guides, sales materials, and the bag tags. I have a link to this handy BT trait table posted on my website at sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. The insects that we think about targeting with BT include the western and northern corn rootworm, the western bean cutworm, and the European corn borer. Rootworms are a concern for fields that have been continuous corn. The females lay their eggs in cornfields late in the summer. The eggs spend the winter in the soil, and then the larvae hatch out the following spring and feed on corn roots. Now, if the larvae are not able to quickly find a suitable host, then they will die. For this reason, BT traits targeting rootworms are not necessary when planting first-year corn, as long as there wasn't a great deal of volunteer corn in the field that last year. For rootworms, there are 4 types of BT proteins active on them. However, rootworm resistance can be found to each of these BT proteins, so be sure to include crop rotation in your management plans. For western bean cutworm, the moths fly into the field each year. However, populations tend to be highest in areas with more continuous corn. Now, there's 2 types of BT proteins for western bean cutworm management. One is Cry1F and can be found in Herculex 1, Herculex Extra, AcreMax, and SmartStax. And this event has been noted to have decreased effectiveness since it was first introduced. Products that express the VIP3A protein, such as AgriSure, Viptera, and Leptra, provide effective control for western bean cutworm and should not need to be treated. Although it is always advised to inspect your BT cornfields just to ensure adequate efficacy. Now, I have additional information about BT traits that was included in a recent edition of the University of Nebraska's CropWatch newsletter. I have that link posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I want to make sure that you have all the insect management information that you need for spending your seed corn money wisely this fall. If you have any questions about these resources, please contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.